Today I'm going to be talking about the difference between empathy and compassion. So in the case of empathy, the other person is suffering, and as a result of that, you're suffering. That's empathy. They're suffering and you therefore are suffering. It's like you're a sponge and you're taking that on. Why? Because you think you need to fix it for them. 99% of the time you can't fix it for them, and as a result, it's just going to stress you out. It's going to lead to burnout because you're going to feel the weight of the world on your shoulders to fix this problem for this person. It happens a lot in the helping professions, right? When people are dealing with very stressful situations that they can't fix, okay? But they try to or think that they should. Okay. Empathy, on the other hand, different neural pathway, it turns out. Compassion is, I'm here to help, I'm not here to fix. In that case, the boundary between where you end and they begin is clear. You are there to help, you're not there to fix. You can stay more calm, confident, centered, which is what the person who needs help, that's what they need anyway. You can be there for them and it'll help them feel more confident that you're going to be able to help them if you regulate your emotions and just keep reminding yourself that you're there to help, you're not there to fix. And it's a totally different energy and totally different perspective on things, much less stressful, much less likely to lead to burnout. In the case of empathy, that boundary between where you end and they begin is what we call blended, and that leads to burnout. It's not a good boundary. So try practicing compassion instead of empathy. Thanks for tuning in.